Saint Nereus and companions, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, the one thing that we should always remember about the saints is that they're the friends of God. If we make friends with them, they'll help us to make good friends with God, and then we'll spend all eternity together. And that's what our goal truly is. And there are many saints that we honor today, though, and all of them have a very interesting story. But if you remember, before I begin speaking about them, if you remember, just last Saturday, we had the feast of St. John before the Latin Gate. And you probably didn't hear the sermon on that, but that feast recognizes and celebrates the martyrdom of St. John the Evangelist, the day on which he was put inside of a cauldron of boiling oil. But he miraculously survived that and then was banished into another island. But all of that happened to St. John during the reign of the Emperor Domitian. And it was about the same time that St. John was suffering that today's saints were put to death for being Christian. In fact, one of our saints, St. Domitila is what we call her, was one of the Christians who belonged to the court of Emperor Domitian. In fact, she was even Domitian's niece, and Saints Nereus and Achilleus, they all have sort of silly, funny names today, don't they? And very hard to pronounce, actually. But in any case, we'll get through this. But they were the servants of Saint Domitila. And these two saints, Nereus and Achilleus, were brothers, as I said, servants of Saint Domitila. And they were all baptized together with Domitila's mother by St. Peter, the first pope. And one day as they were talking, these two brothers, they were talking to St. Domitila about holy subjects, and they persuaded her to lead a more holy life, a life consecrated to God, something like nuns are today, where they consecrate their whole entire life to serving God in a most special and most perfect way. So they talked her into doing it, and she did it. But this would be the occasion for these saints to suffer. You see, St. Domitila was already engaged to a man named Aurelius, and he wasn't very pleased when these two men told his fiancée to go and become something like a nun. So he wasn't happy. And when he had heard about this, then he turned all of these saints over to the executioners, to the judges, because they were Christian. And so the two brothers, Nereus and Achilleus, they were banished from their home and sent to an island called Poncia. And while they were there, they were forced for a second time. They were asked about their faith, if they were Christian. And they, of course, said very bravely that they were Christians. And so they were then condemned to be scourged. Finally, they were taken to another place. I forget the name of this place. But they were taken to yet another place where they were put on a rack. And then they had burning torches held up against their skin. And all the while, they kept hold of their faith. And after this suffering, they were asked again if they would give up their faith, and of course they wouldn't. So then finally they were beheaded and became martyrs. But St. Domitila, let's go back to her. She was also sent to the island of Poncia, but she wasn't tortured in the same way that the other two saints were. She was instead imprisoned for quite a long time, and she suffered very much in prison. And after a while there, she was taken to Teresina, another place, where she also stated boldly that she would never give up her faith. No matter what they did to her, she would never give up serving Christ in the true faith. And after she made that profession of faith, you know what happened? She had a very cruel execution. She was put back into her house with her two foster sisters, and then the house was set on fire. And they all were burned alive in that house, and so they became martyrs for Jesus Christ. Now, sometimes, actually I think it's pretty much all the time, we forget that when we look at the saints, we forget that they're actually people, just like you and just like me. They had feelings, and their feelings got hurt. They could suffer pain, they suffered fear, and they truly didn't want to suffer. They would accept it because the faith told them the way to heaven is the way of the cross. So they knew that they had to suffer, and they knew also that if they suffered just for a little while and suffered well, then their pains would soon be turned into joys, happiness for all eternity in heaven. So children, this is a thought for us to hold on to. You're always going to have so many sufferings. It's not easy for us to be patient, to be nice to our classmates, our siblings, our brothers and sisters, or to be respectful to our parents and obedient to our teachers. It's all very hard, and that's a cross that our Lord gives us. But if we remember that if we suffer now and we try to do all that God wants us to do and be obedient and respectful and all of the rest, then God will take all of these sufferings and he'll build us a little mansion in heaven with them, and they will lead to much happiness in heaven. So think like the martyrs did. You don't like to suffer, but it's necessary to suffer to enter heaven. So today, resolve to imitate these martyrs and to suffer patiently, to suffer well, so that one day you can be friends of God in heaven for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.